Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for your wake-up call. Wake up the passion in God's purpose in you. Purchase Wake Up Call, the book by Arthur Pastor Annie Sally. Tune in to Wake Up Call Radio Show. Join host Pastor Warren and Annie Sally and their guests for a powerful dialogue. Real talk for everyone. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
There's an army rising up, yeah, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
It's time for your wake-up call. Wake up the passion in God's purpose in you. Purchase Wake Up Call, the book by Arthur Pastor Annie Sally. Tune in to Wake Up Call Radio Show. Join host Pastor. It's time for your wake-up call.
Let's do this.
It's time for your wake-up call. Wake up the passion in God's purpose in you. Purchase Wake Up Call, the book by Arthur Pastor Annie Sally. Tune in to Wake Up Call Radio Show. Join host Pastor Warren and Annie Sally and their guests for a powerful dialogue. Real talk for everyone. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
There's an army rising up, yeah, to break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Hello, and welcome to the Wake Up Call Talk Show. I'm Pastor Annie Sally.
And I'm Pastor Warren Sally.
You can catch us right here every Sunday at 5 p.m. on Wake Up Call Radio and TV Broadcast Network and Facebook Live. Mm-hmm. Well, today we're super excited mm-hmm. about our new series mm-hmm. entitled When Leaders Bleed. Mm-hmm. Today, our special guest is Diana Morgan, co-founder and CEO at Icon of Success Global, and the founding pastor of Promised Land Church, mm-hmm. Charlotte, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Wake Up Call Show.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Well, Pastor, we're super excited about this topic, when leaders bleed.
Yeah.
Amen. Mm-hmm. We're super excited about this. Our scripture today is Matthew 10, 38 through 39. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy mm-hmm. of me. Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When leaders bleed. You know, we don't out the pain of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we wanted to bring this segment,
right.
When Leaders Bleed. Mm-hmm. We actually pastored a church, what?
About 13
years.
Okay.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Started out in our den.
Uh-huh.
Grew that church to over, what, 300?
About that.
Oh, wow.
Amen. Very, very thriving, flourishing ministry. We built adult day health care ministries for senior and disabled adults. We had a learning center for children in the community, and all was well.
Mm-hmm.
But leaders do bleed.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They do get discouraged. They do, because so much is thrown upon us as
mm-hmm.
leaders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're expected to just go regardless. And endure regardless
right.
of what we feel like.
Mm-hmm.
So as leaders, we suffer, we struggle, and our families struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to talk about when leaders bleed as a result to ministry.
Okay.
You know, leaders bleed in business as well because,
oh, yes.
yes, we've owned,
yeah.
what, 4 businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And we know the ups and downs of leadership,
mm-hmm.
whether it's biblical leadership, you know,
yeah.
as pastors or a corporate leader.
Mm-hmm.
We know the heartaches and the up and down of ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to talk about when leaders bleed. I love this quote by Kenja Mazaya. We must embrace the pain
mm-hmm.
and burn it as fuel for our journey.
Mm.
That's powerful.
Yes, it is.
And we also love Samuel Chan's book.
Yeah.
Have you read that?
I haven't read the one that you're going to reference.
Okay.
Leadership
Pain.
Yeah.
Leadership Pain was a phenomenal book.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. And
awesome.
We reference that from time to time because it's a great read. And it's an end-time read, you know,
mm-hmm.
for leaders
yes.
on every scale because he talked about the corporate leader. He talked about the biblical leader,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he talked about how he contrasts the two.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same concept. Pain is pain.
Yes.
Pain is pain.
Yes.
And pain is difficult. But in his book, he helped us to understand that pain helps us to grow.
Yes.
And he said, if you want to grow, then you have to expand your threshold of
pain.
Yeah, how about
that? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, 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 wow. Oh, my gosh. And then there's another one I love by Samuel Chan. It says, never trust a leader who does not walk with a limp.
Mm. Interesting.
Never trust a leader
yeah.
who does not walk with a limp. Amen. And if you want to be a better leader, raise the threshold of your pain. If you want your church to thrive and grow, then or your business, you're going to have to reach a higher goal. Therefore, you're going to have to raise the threshold of pain.
Wow.
Amen. To become
wow.
a resilient leader,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
We have to raise that threshold
yes.
because we can't just give up and throw in the towel
mm-hmm.
when things get bad.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
Exactly.
And that's like saying raise your tolerance level.
That's good. That's
yeah.
good.
We have to tolerate.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And to whom much is given, much is required.
Yes.
Much
yes.
is required in there.
Yes.
So that's what we want to talk about. Well, Pastor Diana, please share with our listeners and our viewers
okay.
3 things that you would love for them to know about
okay.
you.
Okay. Again, my name is Pastor Diana Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
I am the founding pastor of Promised Land Church, located in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We are a small church,
mm-hmm.
I like to say, existed about 2 years now, a little over 2 years now. I am ordained under Partners to Promise,
okay.
Conference of Churches,
okay.
with Bishop MacArthur, Dr. MacArthur Sanders. He
okay.
is the founding pastor there, founding bishop there,
okay.
might I say. In addition to being a pastor, though, I am also an entrepreneur,
okay.
and I've owned several businesses in the past. I've
so you know the pain.
I've been in business for myself over 17 years
awesome.
now, so
awesome.
I've struggled with some of that leadership pain in corporate and definitely getting my share as well.
Awesome.
But currently, as you mentioned before, I own a company. Mm-hmm. I'm the co-founder of a company called Icon of Success Global.
Okay.
And Icon of Success Global is an online, it's a national online financial coaching academy.
Excellent.
And we focus on five simple steps to building wealth for your future.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Five simple steps. Let's keep it simple.
Yeah.
And so I have a partner that's the founder with me. And we have been working Icon of Success Global Academy since 2008.
Awesome.
So a little over 9 years now, have had a lot of success with that business.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
awesome.
I enjoy it as well. It gives
That's
me
good.
An opportunity to use my ministry skills.
Absolutely.
As well. So it's like a ministry to
Absolutely.
Me as well. Yeah.
All right. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Well, that's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. I love what you said. You said you enjoy it.
Yes.
And it's like ministry to you.
Yes.
I believe we will reach our sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, out of all the things that we have done in business, we got to the point where it reached the sweet spot.
Mm-hmm.
Even what we're doing today and all the skills that we have obtained along the way, we can actually use it.
Yes.
And God gives us gifts and talents and creativity. And I believe that we're to use those to create wealth.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Our gift will make room.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. Wow. Wow. That is awesome. Well, what would you say? You know, I want to read some stats, too.
Okay.
I want to read some stats.
Yes.
You know, for years, we have been hearing 15 to 17,000 pastors leave the church every month.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we've been hearing. That's what we've been hearing.
Mm.
Amen.
Yeah.
But according to, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry.
That's a lot.
Yes, that's a lot of pastors that are leaving the church, according to that prior research, that are overwhelmed and burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But a recent research states a little different, which is still too much. It's still too much, but I want to read those stats.
One leaving is one too many.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, according to the recent research, it says 250 pastors leave the ministry every month. 84% say they are on call 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
80% expect conflict in their church. 54% find the role of pastoring overwhelming.
Mm.
What do you say about that? What do you say? What would you say to those pastors that are in that space right now,
mm-hmm.
that are discouraged, they're burnt out,
mm-hmm.
and they're ready to just quit? What would you say? And see, I know what that feels like because we bear that burden. So we know exactly what that feels like. And what we want to do is connect with our audience. What would you say to those pastors?
Well, definitely the first thing I would say is keep the faith, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I would say take some time off.
Good advice.
The world can go on without you.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I think, and then there's some other things I like to say as well, but I think we as pastors, we have a tendency, because we love our people so much, we love the Lord so much, and we want to do the work, we have a tendency to believe that it can't be done without us.
Absolutely.
And so that's what I would say.
Yeah.
First of all, I would say take some time off, probably a couple of weeks, and I would tell them to do what I myself would do in that situation.
Okay.
I know that when I first started pastoring, a lot of nuggets was given to me, you know, and one of the nuggets that was given to me by a lifelong pastor was that you've got to take care of yourself.
That's right.
Because I am a divorced mom of three young adult men.
Oh, wow.
Praise God.
Yes. Praise God.
I'm not proud of the divorce, but I'm so proud of those adult men.
Absolutely.
Who are all ministers.
Awesome.
All
right.
All ministers range between ages of 22 and 33.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So to me, being a mother of three young adult men, I have to be an example to. That's the foremost for me.
Absolutely.
To them. And so I would say take some time off, a couple of weeks, I would suggest, and, you know, get with the Lord. Secondly, I would say be transparent and confess to your people that you are exhausted and that you need some time to rest.
Okay, that's
be
good.
Be transparent about it. Don't try to be Superman, Superwoman when you're tired.
Amen.
And you're exhausted and you need some time to rest. I have a couple of bullets about that.
Okay.
We discussed that before. If you're a leader who can take your place, you have a leader who can take your place for a while, assign them to the task. If not, close the doors and give the entire church a vacation during this time.
Okay.
I'm real serious about that.
Absolutely.
Because
I love it.
If you're exhausted, you can't go any further, you're burned out. This is a me problem. This is not a church problem.
Okay, I love it.
So we've got to focus on me now.
Absolutely.
This is time for me to focus on me and take care of me.
That's right.
Next, take this time to rest.
Okay.
And spend some quiet time with the Lord in prayer and listening to Him for direction. Because I truly believe, because this is what I find, when I start spending a lot of time with the people and less time with the Lord, I get burned out.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's when
Absolutely.
I get burned out. You know, there's a scripture. The scripture tells us, Matthew 11:28, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Amen.
I believe that. I love the way that this particular passage ends. So it says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, but for my yoke is easy, my burden is light.
Amen.
We
I
have to
that.
Really believe that and trust that when we are connected to the vine, and we're getting our resources from the vine, and we're not trying to get this thing from the realm of the natural any other thing, but we're getting our resources the right way, it will sustain us.
Absolutely.
We can go the journey.
Absolutely.
We can be happy going the journey if we do this thing the right way. We have to take care of ourselves. And here's one more little nugget.
Okay.
If at all possible, seclude yourself. But see, I've done this myself before.
Okay.
I've locked up 30 days.
Oh, yes.
And spent time with the Lord and come out refreshing.
That's good.
I say, you know, Pastor, take some time, seclude yourself fast. These things really work. I know we're trying to probably get more money. We're trying to get more help. We're trying to find solutions in so many different places. But remember, this is a me problem.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right? So I got to deal with me.
Absolutely.
Turn off the TV, social media, and the telephone. And get with yourself. Spend some time refreshing yourself. I guarantee you'll come back. You'll have a new view of life.
Wow.
You'll be refreshed. You'll be ready to do the work. You'll be happy again.
Absolutely.
Because that's really what it's all about. It's all about. It's just that you've gotten tired.
Absolutely.
And that's then, you know, Satan came to Christ in the wilderness.
Absolutely.
After he were hungry and tired, right?
Absolutely.
And so he knows when to attack us.
Yes, he does.
And I believe there's a lot of reasons people get discouraged, quit ministry, want to quit ministry or go on a sabbatical. There's a lot of reasons for that. But if we're talking about frustration, we're talking about being tired, being worn out. Take care of yourself. That's really what it boils down to. It's about getting in there and making sure every 3 months, maybe you need 3 months, take a week break.
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Yeah, if you can go 6 months, maybe you can go as long as I can. I've been going now I've been going about a year without a break. But if I feel my body breaking, mind breaking, if it's getting hard to me and I don't want to go in, I know I need a break.
Absolutely.
That would be my suggestion to the person who's burned out.
I
was thinking about Moses when he was being overwhelmed and his father-in-law told him, hey, you got to divide this up.
Allow
points of people to handle some
leadership.
The leadership thing. He pointed on leadership and told them, hey, you got to divide this thing up because you're burning yourself out.
Absolutely. I like that. And that's when he divided them into 50s. And he gave them leadership and authority to lead under his guidance.
Yes.
And you know, you mentioned that if we do it that way and according to those standards, then we won't die out. We won't
yes.
burn out. And I do believe that we're built to last.
Yes.
God created us, and He created us for purpose and everything about what we would endure as leaders
yes.
or even lay people. And He doesn't put any more on us than
we
can bear.
Right.
But so oftentimes we find ourselves trying to micromanage the entire ministry. And that's what was happening with Moses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he was told to divide and give the people the authority
mm-hmm.
to lead.
Yes.
Good leaders teach
yes.
others how to lead
yes.
in their stead.
Yes.
And
yes.
a lot of times we're not doing this because we want to be the center
mm-hmm.
of everything. But if we teach them well, then they will lead well.
They will help.
And
yeah.
and
they
do
yeah.
have
yeah.
our guidance.
Mm-hmm.
And most of all, they have Christ's guidance.
Absolutely.
Amen. Wow, that's a great illustration.
I think another thing that we have to, as leaders,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes we come into this walk with an unreasonable expectation
of
what it's going to take
yes.
to walk the walk.
Yes.
Okay.
You remember when the disciples came to Christ
mm-hmm.
and they were saying, Lord,
mm-hmm.
we've given up everything.
No.
Okay. You know, houses and land and wives.
Mm-hmm.
And what did Christ say? He said, there is nothing you have given up for
mm-hmm.
me
mm-hmm.
and that you shall not receive 100-fold in
this
life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
And
I
in the life to come with tribulation.
Absolutely.
So that expectation of being going through tribulation for Christ has to be there.
Right.
Maybe not an expectation of being hungry now,
mm-hmm.
because
yes.
I believe that the promise that he haven't seen the righteous forsaken, the seed begging
mm-hmm.
bread
yes.
comes in and takes care of us.
Absolutely.
If he takes care of the sparrow.
Absolutely.
He said, why are you worried about that?
Hey.
So I'm going to take care
yes.
of you.
Yes.
So we don't have to worry about tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
what to wear, put on.
Mm-hmm.
God's going to take care of that
yes.
need of
yes.
100-fold return.
Yes.
But understand, you may go through some persecution.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know,
wow.
You may go through,
yes.
be prepared for
yes.
that. Come
yes.
in with some expectation
absolutely.
Of persecution.
Yes,
mm. It comes with the journey.
Yeah.
It comes with the journey. And what I love about it, the Bible says God takes the foolish thing to confound the wise.
Yeah.
When we look at what we're enduring as hardship,
mm-hmm.
God sees it as building our spiritual muscles.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Because he said, they that live godly shall suffer persecution.
Yeah.
There's no way out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But then God has that plan, and he knows the plan, says Jeremiah,
yeah.
that I think toward you, plans of good and not evil, to bring you to that resolve.
Oh.
God's
mm-hmm.
going to bring us to that resolve, but we have to stay the course.
We
have to stay the course. And I love another point that you brought up, Pastor Diana. You said we have to shut in. We have to shut ourselves
yeah.
off sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stay connected to the vine. And I can reference that because when I'm away from the vine,
mm-hmm.
I get discouraged. When I'm away from the vine, I get aggravated. When I'm away from the vine,
yeah.
I walk in my
yeah.
flesh. But when I reconnect myself to the vine, I feel the
power
and the anointing of
yeah.
God taking me through,
yeah.
brushing me off and saying, get
yeah.
up, run the course.
Yeah.
You've got what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say to those of you that are at your breaking point
yes.
right now, I want you to know
Lord.
That if you stay on the wall, if you be steadfast and unmovable, God will bring
Lord.
You through, because
yes.
the Bible says all things are working together for
yes.
the good.
Absolutely.
And them that love God according to the purposes of God. It's working,
mm-hmm.
it's working,
yes.
it's working
yes.
toward the good.
Yes.
Amen.
And you're growing.
Mm-hmm.
You're growing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to have to grow
mm-hmm.
to go.
Absolutely.
To the next level.
Absolutely.
You know, we just got to know that growth without change is impossible.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we don't have to
mm-hmm.
grow up
mm-hmm.
a little
yes.
bit more,
mm-hmm.
take a little bit more,
absolutely.
As you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
be prepared
mm-hmm.
for an expected a little bit more
mm-hmm.
of the tribulation.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Know this,
absolutely.
That in this world,
mm-hmm.
yes.
you shall have
yes. tribulation.
Absolutely.
Be
of good cheer.
Mm-hmm.
I've overcome.
Amen. And
you can do it.
Amen.
You
can
overcome it. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So as leaders, we need to put on the whole armor.
Yes.
Yeah. And keep on the mm-hmm. entire armor of God mm-hmm. that when the enemy comes in like a flood, we'll be able to stand. Yeah. The Bible said withstand. We'll be able to stand. In he seeks whom he may devour. Mm-hmm. And as you've stated, even when Christ was at the lowest, Satan came in mm-hmm. and he told him to cast himself off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. The ledge. He told him, you know, he came to tempt Jesus at his hour.
Yes.
So can you imagine him trying to tempt us?
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely.
It is his job.
Yes. Yeah.
He was given the job. And then, you know, I think about Job. Oh, I love Job. When I'm going through situations and such, I think about Job.
Yes.
You know, Job had suffered. Oh, he suffered so many things, and he lost all he had. And even his wife told him to give up.
Yeah, she did.
She told him mm-hmm. to give up. But what I love, love, love about that is that God, Satan had to confront God before he attacked Job.
He
had to confront, he had to get permission to even tempt Job.
Yes.
And then God gave him a boundary.
Yes.
Even after he gave him permission. So when I'm right. in the when I'm in these types of situations, I think about Brother Job.
Mm-hmm.
Now, God, I know if you allow me to go through, then you're going to allow me to get to.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
And it's working together for my good. And you have given Satan permission. Therefore, you know what's on the inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know what's on the inside of me, I've got this. I can do this.
Yeah.
I can go through this storm.
That's
yeah.
right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, over the last past years, we've seen so much in the media about pastoral leadership.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've
mm-hmm.
seen leaders,
mm-hmm.
you know, the leaders falling, leaders in high standards. They're coming down. They're taken down. And then there's that remnant of the flock that has been tossed, and the flock that's just left a man for themselves. And in talking to a lot of them, I hear the grievances they have is against God.
Mm.
What do you say about that? What do you say about that? Because, see, first of all, we put our eyes sometimes on man
mm-hmm.
versus God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And if we do that, and if we don't build a relationship with God,
yes.
And if we don't remain faithful to God, then when those that we look up to falls, then the church crumbles,
uh-huh,
then the
uh-huh,
people crumble.
Uh-huh.
So what do you say to those people that are in despair right now? Lay people, lay leaders that are in despair because of leadership. You know, that's where I want to talk about when leaders bleed, because they are still expected to carry the cross
mm-hmm.
regardless of what goes on around them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you say to that remnant? Those folks that are watching us live, and they don't go to anyone's church
mm-hmm.
because they're frustrated. They don't go to anyone's church because they're hurting. They've been broken. They're disappointed. And now mm-hmm. they are isolated in their homes, and they say, you know what? I'm tired of the church. What would you say to those people?
I would go back to what Pastor Diana said.
Mm-hmm.
Just hold on to God. Sometimes mm-hmm. we have to step back and look at ourselves and do an introspective of ourselves
that's
and see where we are in God.
Mm.
Because just like you said, a lot of times we put our eyes on man and we put man on pedestal
mm-hmm.
and we fault God
mm-hmm.
and try to fault the church, But the thing is, sometimes we got to look at ourselves and do an introspective of where we are in God.
And
our relationship.
That's good.
Because, and you know, regardless to where you are in your walk with Christ,
mm-hmm.
you feel for the church when leaders fall.
Absolutely.
When leaders
and you should feel
do that.
For
and you should.
Mm-hmm.
And you should. And instead of faulting God, faulting the church, to pray for that.
Mm-hmm.
And to pray for that man or that woman of God. To that God will restore,
mm-hmm.
and also to pray for yourself that you will stay in right standing.
Absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely.
Because the truth be told, we can fall to the same to the same pressures that the leader feels.
Absolutely.
And we have to be
careful. We're all subject. We're all subject.
That's exactly. Because, see, this is what we have to remember, regardless of what our title is.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we, because people have titles, we look at them as leadership.
Mm-hmm.
We look at them as being greater than us. We
mm-hmm.
look at them as being maybe a separate part of the body.
Okay.
Somewhere,
okay.
special.
Okay.
But, hey, nothing special about me.
Absolutely.
I'm just
carrying
the Jesus from the top of his head to the bottom of his
head.
And if you're part of the body, you are part of the body. You are special. You are particular. You are a part of Christ. And if you are part of Christ, you've got to act like you're a part of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the one thing I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
One day we all are going to stand naked before the Lord.
Yes.
One day we're all going to have to give account for the deeds done in this body.
That's
and
good.
I guarantee you, you're That's not going to be able to stand before the Lord and say, but the pastor did
Come
this.
On.
Uh-huh.
And the lay members did this. And the bishop did this. And my husband did this. You're not going to be able to give any excuses.
Right.
So we could pity you,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, we could pacify you,
mm-hmm.
but bottom line is, as we were talking about earlier,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter what your title is, you're going to have to get with God.
Absolutely.
You're going to have to spend some time with the Lord.
Absolutely.
You've got to work out your own soul salvation. You're going to have to finally, my brethren, stand firm.
Yes.
Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You're going to have to put on that armor, and you're going to have to wear that armor, and you're going to have to overcome, and you're going to have to endure to the end.
Absolutely.
Because you're going to have to give account to Christ.
Mm.
You've got to remember that. We've all got to remember that, and it's very easy to blame others. And so what? Maybe it is somebody else's fault.
Mm-hmm.
You still going to have to give account for yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
You're going to still have to give account for your soul before the Lord on that day. Because when people harm us, we still have a choice as to how we deal with it.
Amen.
That's it.
It still lies upon us
as
to how we're going to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to do with it. Offenses shall come, says the Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
Offenses are going to come. So we've got to know that let God take care. He's a woe unto them who offend the least is one of mine. You've got to pray and give it to God and let God take care of that.
Absolutely.
And you've got to get your soul right with the Lord. You've got to keep it right with him regardless. You're going to do the same thing. Get some time with the Lord, as I mentioned with the leader. Spend some time in prayer. There's no difference in the layman and the leader in the eyes of God.
Okay.
Amen.
That's
no
good.
Difference.
That's,
that's good. That's
Amen.
Very good.
Man.
Amen.
And you
got
to pray for it. Pray for the lead. Pray for that leader. Pray for your pastor. That that God on the girdle and strengthen him.
Absolutely.
I can and as Pastor Diane was saying, I mean, I can remember a time when that was me.
Mm-hmm.
I backslid from the church because of what was going
leadership.
On in the church, because
mm-hmm.
of leadership. And I found myself in that same area.
Mm.
And I had to, matter of fact, a brother approached me, and
mm-hmm.
he told me the exact same thing you was telling me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, those people that you're faulting for you out of being out of church, they're not going to be the ones that stand before you. You're going to have to account for yourself.
Amen.
And he told me those exact same things.
Yeah. Wow.
I think we as leaders, too, we have got to, with the time we get with people, we've really got to value this time.
Mm.
And we've really got to teach people not to be dependent on us.
Mm, that's right. That's right.
Oh,
I mean, that's not
right.
scary.
Mm.
It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay to do that. They'll love you the more.
Absolutely.
They'll help you serve you the more.
Right. Absolutely.
Believe me, but we've got to teach people to stand on their own two feet.
Amen.
Because we're in a war. That was what our topic this Sunday morning was about, spiritual warfare.
Right.
Wow.
And so we are in a warfare,
mm-hmm.
and we've got to teach people to stand and to stand firm in Christ. Don't stand firm in the pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Don't stand firm in any leader, anybody you know. Honor those people. Love those people. Love us.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Love
mm-hmm.
us. Walk with us.
Absolutely.
Let's get there together.
Absolutely.
But you've got to stand firm in Christ.
Absolutely.
And if we get our eyes off Christ,
we're in trouble.
Right? That's the problem we get.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a lot of hurt going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I promise you, God's going to deal with those leaders or shepherds or whoever who have hurt you, who have scattered the sheep,
who have
harmed the sheep.
Come on.
God is going to deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
But in the meantime, you got to make it in.
Amen. Amen. And I love that. I love what you both are saying. And you mentioned the fact that we have to pray for those leaders.
Yeah.
You know, another thing that happens during this time when people don't take the time out to observate what's going on in their environment, what's going on with me. It's not about the church now. It's back to me.
Right.
Yes, my pain is real. Yes, it's okay to feel the pain,
right.
But what do I do? And because they're not managing the pain properly, what they're doing, they're becoming messy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I hate messiness because, see, the enemy did this
mm-hmm.
to scatter you.
Mm-hmm.
God allowed it to strengthen you.
Yes.
But if you don't get back to the vine, if you don't get back to your relationship in Christ Jesus, then what's going to happen? You're going to continue to backslide,
mm-hmm.
even when you think you're going forward, because you're going to have to learn to forgive those that do offend you.
Right.
You know, because just as you first stated, it's not even about them. It's about you
mm-hmm.
and your walk with God. So you're going to have to find your way back to the cross,
that's
back
right.
to him. You know, brush yourself off and count it as a building step.
Yes.
You know, I learned from
yes.
this. Now I'm going on. This has caused me to do an introspection of my life and
yes.
what I should be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to look at that and I'm going to grow from here
okay.
versus retaliating and trying to retaliate
yes.
and trying to be messy and waiting for people to fall. You know, because, you know, when I think about that, I think about Saul and David.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when Saul turned to his own understanding and started to do things opposite of what God wanted him to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, David had every opportunity to
yes.
take Saul out.
Oh, yes.
He had every opportunity to take Saul out, but David honored the God in the man.
Yes.
The man was wrong, but the God was right.
Right.
So David still honored the God in the man.
Yes.
Right.
David
yes.
did not retaliate. Now, Saul was after David's life. He wanted to kill David.
Mm-hmm.
The same one that elevated him
mm-hmm.
was there
mm-hmm.
to kill him
yes.
and to destroy him because jealousy came in the picture.
Yes.
But David honored God versus man.
Yes.
So that's what we have to see. You know, we can try to throw the blame on people, but all things work together for the good.
Absolutely.
All things, the good, the
absolutely.
Bad, and the ugly. It works together for our good.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Well, we have a caller on the line. And just before we take her call, I want to introduce her, if I could get to it. Pastor Melissa Bailey from Excellence and Grace Kingdom Ministries.
Mm-hmm.
Harrisburg, North Carolina. Welcome to the Wake Up Call Show, Pastor.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm glad that I could be here with you all today. I'm in the middle of a service. I'm doing this and that. So
I certainly understand.
Good.
But thank you so much for taking time out to sound off on When Leaders Bleed. Share with us three things. First of all, you would like our listeners and viewers to know about you.
Okay. Well, I am Pastor Melissa Bailey of Excellence and Grace Kingdom International Ministries. We are actually located in Charlotte, but it's on Harrisburg Road.
Okay.
So we are at 9424 Harrisburg Road, and our services are on Saturdays at 10 a.m. And so I want you to know that what we are about is in reference to discipling and equipping the body to do the work of the ministry. I am so grateful for the topic that you have in reference to When Leaders Bleed. We had yesterday a fellowship, and it was in reference to a day in the Word or refreshing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So because leaders need to be refreshed. And so
yes.
We went to visit a friend of mine's church today, and the pastor was talking about a refreshing. And now I'm at another ministry now, and they're talking about a refreshing. And so it just lets me know that, you know, there is a cry out that the people of God need to be refreshed, need to be restored, need to be revitalized. Amen. And so I'm just grateful to be on the show today.
Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you. Sounding off. Pastor, just before you go back into your service, what would you say to those that are struggling to leave ministry, you know, due to burnt out or just being overwhelmed? What would you say to those people today?
Okay. When I was looking at this, you said when leaders bleed. And so when I look at when a person loses a lot of blood, When they lose a lot of blood, they get weak and weary. And so I looked up weariness in the Webster's Dictionary, and the definition was worn out of strength, endurance, vigor, or freshness, having one's patience or tolerance or pleasure exhausted. And as pastors, we have busy lifestyles. We have busy lifestyles with our families, with our churches, counseling, hospital ministry, sick and shut in, prayer for the people, caring for the church, caring for our own families. And sometimes the weariness of that is just not limited to our physical, but this affects our emotions and our spiritual. Spirit suffers as well. And some pastors operate out of their own strength. We're just so used to constantly getting to a routine that we forget to go back to God. We forget to rest. You get disappointed, or you suffer despair, or you fall into a state of why do I even exist? And so you get bored or frustrated spiritually because of moral defeat or weary of struggles with our heavy burdens. And so we have to remember, we as pastors have to remember to go back to Jesus, go back to his word. And Mark 6:31 says, come with me by yourself to a quiet place and get some rest. There is rest in Jesus that reaches into the depths of our soul and calms us from the inside. I was looking at another scripture, and that was Matthew 11:29. He said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. You need to find an alone time with yourself and God, so that he can restore you. God can, and he will. He is a revitalizer. He's a restorer, and he's always listening. So he's waiting for us to come to him and allow him to restore us. We just have to call on him. We just have to go back to the word and let the word, again, rise up on the inside of us to encourage us. Sometimes we have to learn to even encourage ourselves, because encouragement lessens the exhaustion. Sometimes we have to say, Lord, be my recharge. Like a battery needs to be recharged. Lord, recharge me. Lord, revitalize me. You have to ask this, and you will. I was looking at Psalms 32:8. He said, I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with my eyes. Let God do it. You can't do it by yourself. You have to remember that we can't do this without the working of the Holy Spirit on the inside of us. And so when we're feeling despondent, when we're feeling hopeless, we got to go back to the word. We got to go back to the original place where it all started from. We got to go back to the cross and say, Lord, here I am. Do it for me all over again.
Yeah.
And so that's it. We got to learn to encourage ourselves. We got to allow the word that's hitting on the inside of us to resonate and spring forth like the well that it's supposed to out of our mouth.
Yes.
So I think Psalms 32:6, for this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters, thou shalt not come nigh unto him. That's what the word says. It won't come nigh you, no matter what the situation, no matter what the circumstance, in the midst of great floods, it won't come nigh you. And we just got to, again, bring the word back to our remembrance and allow God to do the work.
Amen. Awesome. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor, for sounding off on this topic. God bless you and enjoy the rest of your day. We're going to let you get back to your service, but thank you so much for sounding off. Just before
you
get off the phone, can you just share the two initiatives that you talked about on yesterday? Or did you have time for that?
Yes, no problem. We have at Excellence and Grace Kingdom International Ministries, we have been reaching out into our community. So we have took on a project in reference to we implemented into our program at our church the Sports Lab Academy. And so the Sports Lab Academy reaches out to the youth in the community, and they're teaching them in reference to sports, all different types of sports. But the best piece is they also have a tutoring program for them, so where they're teaching them academics. So half of the group will be in tutoring, and then the other half will be training in whether it's basketball, football, soccer, whatever the sports that they're training in at that time. And so then we also have the boot camp. So while the children are tutoring and while the children are doing basketball, the parents can come and do a workout, get a workout and a fitness in, because they have a fitness training. And we've implemented this into our church as a way of evangelizing, because everybody is not going to know the Lord, And so with this in mind, we are able to reach the community because we are offering something that they need and something that they want. They want something for their children to be involved in. Exercise is something that we need because we need to be taking care of our bodies. That's another thing in reference to when pastors bleed. We need to be taking care of ourselves. So,
absolutely.
So we have this fitness program. We also are going out twice a month to visit with our senior citizens at Clear Creek Rehabilitation Center, spending time with our seniors. And, again, we're a new church, but we're allowing God to do what he wants to do, to use us for his glory. We're getting ready to implement abused women's ministry, because, again, there's women that are out there that are being abused and don't want to talk to someone. But we're going to reach out and just express that through the radio and through television, just to allow them to know that we're here to help you.
Amen. Amen.
Awesome.
And Pastor, please link us. Please tag us with that information so that we can put it on our Wake Up Call Network page. Okay, and thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Amen.
All right.
Well, we're down to the end of our show, Pastor Diana. Would you like to share any initiatives that you're working on, whether it's community or global initiatives at this point, that you would like to share?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, we are sort of working within the walls.
Okay.
Right now, being within years of our ministry, with a focus on beyond the wall.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working within with a focus on beyond.
Mm-hmm.
So our initiative is very simple.
Mm-hmm.
It comes straight from the Great Commission.
All right.
You know, I think churches are doing a lot of great things in the communities now. I think churches are moving more toward missions and community work, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But we still got to have somebody that's looking at the soul.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So my heart was to come back to the soul. We have a program at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings called the Abundant Life Services. One of the things about the Abundant Life Services, when God gave me that vision, is that it would be a program that would work with people in everyday lifestyle situations, and making sure that they're successful in their marriages, as they're singles in Christ, taking care of the children, finances, building wealth.
That's good.
Even going as far as looking into good credit, having good credit.
That's good.
Histories and things like that, because I'm an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
and I, you know, I'm going to have that spirit, entrepreneurial spirit,
yeah,
over my
congregation.
Absolutely,
and you should.
And I want to
yes.
see them prosper.
That's good. That's
I want to see them move beyond mm-hmm. their jobs. And be. And not only that, we have a lot of God is sending a lot of leadership
mm-hmm.
to me.
Mm-hmm.
I know that to be a
mm-hmm.
fact. He showed me that
mm-hmm.
So that I can train leadership, make sure that they understand positioning in leadership.
Mm.
We kind of lost focus on the fivefold ministry gifts.
Yeah.
Nowadays, pastors are getting all the glory.
Yeah, you blessed us with
no
that.
And there's no evangelism and things like that. And so I know that God is going to be building
mm-hmm.
up the body of ministry at our location,
mm-hmm.
and so we're working on that.
Absolutely.
We're working on the leadership, so that that we will have people empowered, equipped, and prepared
mm-hmm.
to go into ministry,
mm-hmm.
not just through the spirit realm, but through the natural.
Absolutely.
They need to come off some jobs.
You better say it.
Amen.
Okay.
Yes.
We need some folks
yes.
working full time
yes.
for souls.
Yes,
yes,
amen.
Right.
So we are working on that, and we're very excited about that. In addition to that, you know, just staying focused
mm-hmm.
on three main areas,
okay.
teaching, training, and the mentorship.
That's
mentorship
good.
To us is being an example.
That's big. That's big.
Being an example
That's
to
big.
The young, being an
mm-hmm.
example to the community,
we
being an example
about that
to
yesterday.
Our spouses,
mm-hmm.
living the life,
mm-hmm.
you know. But we need more teaching.
Absolutely.
We need more training,
mm-hmm.
and we need more mentorship in the church as
That's
far
right.
as soul winning
mm-hmm.
and winning the loss is
mm-hmm.
concerned.
Amen.
So that is
That's
our focus
awesome.
Right now.
That's awesome.
What we're working
That's
on.
Awesome.
We're hoping to see
Great.
The evangelists spring up.
Yes.
We got some evangelists,
yes.
great evangelists in our church right now,
mm-hmm.
some young men as
mm-hmm.
well, my son being
mm-hmm.
one of them. We're, we want to see them spring up.
Yes. Yes.
And
That's
move
awesome.
Forward because, hey, the harvest is ripe.
Ah, but the labor's
are
for
you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that's awesome.
That's
Any
that's
last thoughts?
I was. As Pastor Morgan was talking,
mm-hmm.
she was saying she has that spirit of entrepreneurialism she wants
mm-hmm.
to cast on her
mm-hmm.
congregation.
Yes.
And that made me think of when leaders bleed,
yes.
when the leaders,
mm-hmm.
the leaders can cast that that spirit of their bleeding
the
on
negative.
The congregation
yeah.
as well. So
cast the positive.
Yeah. So you want to cast the positive.
Absolutely.
And that's a good. That's a good initiative.
Amen. 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 And we have different goals at different seasons
mm-hmm.
in ministry. You know,
Absolutely.
Someone may be doing outreaches, and you know, God
yep.
may have pointed you to just developing your leaders to send
yeah.
them out. You know, but we just have to understand what season we're in.
Yeah.
You know, because like
Amen.
I first stated, for 13 years
Amen.
We pastored a three very thriving businesses,
mm-hmm.
but at this juncture,
uh-huh.
we're still doing ministry
yes.
toward that great commission,
mm-hmm.
but we're doing it at a different. In a different space.
Yes.
Amen. We're doing
Amen.
It at a different space.
And on
but
a different
still
platform.
In a different
God
platform. That's
that
what
platform
I was looking for.
Well.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And we
Amen.
Have to be open to change.
Yes.
Because change is good.
Yes.
Change is good. Well, that concludes our show for today, When Leaders Bleed. We'd like to thank Pastor Melissa, who just sound off. And we'd like to thank Pastor Diana Morgan
for
coming and sharing with us, the pastor of Promised Land Church in Charlotte, North Carolina. This has been an awesome show, and you will be back. You will be back because we love the Lord and we love sharing the Word of God and we love networking. So, Pastor Diane, we want you to also tag us with the information pertaining to your ministry and how we can be a blessing, and then we can share it with our networking. Partners,
Amen.
Because that's what we need to be doing,
mm-hmm.
growing together.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. And in our closing, we'd like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the Wake Up Call Show. We thank you for tuning in every week. You're so faithful. Thank you for doing that. Like, comment, and share. Continue to grow
Amen.
With us. And also, we want to mention that in March, we're having Wake Up Call Restoration Conference, 2-day conference, May 26th and 27th at North Mac High School. Amen. Entitled Repairing the Breach.
Right.
Repairing the Breach. Actually, it really connects with what we're talking about today.
Right.
Repairing those breaches so that we can get back to
where God has called us.
Amen.
And also in September, we're going to Kenya. Amen. Ooh. We have partnered with some great leaders around the city of Charlotte, and we are building a well for 140,000 children and families. So you can go to our GoFundMe page and support that mission. If you can't go, we'll be your legs. We just need some financial support to help this project. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, that concludes our show. And we thank you, thank you, thank you again for tuning in. God bless you. And remember,
this
has been your wake-up call.
Now the time to get distracted. This is not the time to go off course. This is not the time to lose your focus. Got a word for you for the Lord, and you cannot afford to lose your way. You come to